episode 193, Mess Ups to Bless Ups.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Ladies. How are you doing? I am so excited that you're in the house. Come on in. Let's just get down to it. I mean, you know, sometimes, do you ever have times where you just don't know if you're coming or going? And meaning that maybe your responses to what's happening in your life isn't what it should be. Maybe if you could replay something again, you would do it differently. How you respond to your children, how you respond to your husband, how you respond to even your coworkers. Sometimes you wish you could take things back, right? Mess ups to bless ups. Wouldn't it be nice that if everything that we did in life where we made a mistake became a blessing versus us, you know, kind of lingering and dwelling in the messy area of our lives? But I know with me personally, I think sometimes it's easy to get caught in that alphabet mess up soup. You know, we get in there and sometimes actually it's kind of a comfort zone where you're not really growing and stretching yourself. So you're okay because you don't have to be so on task, right? But at the same time, we are denying ourselves of something greater, exactly what God wants for us. So our mess ups can truly become bless ups. And I thought about this and I actually kind of giggled because I was like, hey, it rhymes too. And I was a poet and didn't even know it. Yes, I know you're laughing at me, but seriously, think about it. Romans 8:28, right? You all know that one. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Okay. And there's lots of different translations, but that's just a good overall one. Okay. Romans 8:28. So basically, no matter what happens, somehow, some way, God is going to use it for good for those who love him. Okay. He specifically says that. Now, does that mean that we're going to like everything that he shows us that's going to end up good? No. It doesn't, right? Because maybe he's trying to stretch you into somebody better than who you think you should be, right? Because he is the one who created you, correct? Well, it was funny. I was actually in church and I got a giggle out of this, but I was like, this works perfectly, absolutely perfectly with this podcast of mess ups to bless ups. And that is what Buzz Lightyear says, okay, in the Toy Story movie. I believe it was Toy Story 3, I believe it was, falling with style. If you think mess ups to bless ups are, as Buzz Lightyear puts it, falling with style, that's a way to do life, right? When we're making a mistake, it's not about how far we fall, but how are we falling? That fall really could be a bless up instead of a fall down, right? We can always pick ourselves back up, hence the word up. So mess ups, bless ups. Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to really lead your life in that way instead of always tearing yourself down? I mean, think about it. You want to have, you know, you're going on this diet. I do not like that word always, diet. But people use it all the time. And you know what I mean by that word, right? Ladies, of course you do. Diet, you are restricting yourself of something, right? You're holding something back from you. Well, we don't like to live in a restrictive world, right? Our mind, what do? As natural born sinners, we go against it, right? And we're like, if I want it, I'm going to have it. So be it, right? Well, the problem is with that, when we go to restrict ourselves, when we're on our diet, and then we say, oh, but I've got to have this because I'm just craving this sweet thing. And you go for that and you're not really supposed to have it for another 2 more weeks, but you go for it anyway. Then it's like, oh, I've fallen off the track, so I'm not going to do anything anymore because I can't do it. Really? You did just one thing, one little thing, and now you're throwing it all in the river. I mean, seriously? Okay, mess ups, why don't you look at it as, well, I'm going to bless up. I'm going to grow from this. Okay, yeah, so maybe I wasn't supposed to have that. But you know what? It's not the end of the world. That doesn't mean that I've totally screwed up everything I've done up to here. No. Can you make a better choice the next time? Yes, bless up, right? Your mess ups can become bless ups, seriously. But I don't know what it is. I truly don't know. But it is within our human nature to sit here and to become consumed with the fire of negativity. And it's like this heavy magnetism that doesn't stop. And you have to start changing truly your mind. We've been talking about that a lot lately. What you think about, you bring about. And that's it. So if you take your mess ups and you look at them as, how can I make them bless ups? Oh my gosh. It changes everything. If you're a pessimist and you're one who likes to think more on the negative side, well, how are you going to change to become an optimist, right? Becoming optimistic and doing things that are more positive, bringing in the positivity in your life. How can you do that? Well, you got to change your thoughts. You've got to change your rhythm and how you're doing it. Does that take work? Yes, it does. Is it possible? Oh, amen. Yes, it is, sister. It is possible. Mess ups to bless ups, right? God is there for us. And when we fall, think of it as, you know what? We're falling in style. God is there to pick us back up again, to bless us up even further. Now, does that give us an excuse to just constantly mess up, to not work hard, and to not consistently do the same sin over and over and use it as an excuse? Well, I messed up this time, so it's just going to be a double bless up next time, right? No, we still have to work for that. Part of the forgiveness factor is what? Working on and growing from, okay? And so you can't sit here and just say, oh, yeah, well, I screwed up that time. Okay, no big deal. Okay, so let's take anger for an issue, okay? You know, I've been very upfront with you all. I had an anger issue, right? I was quick to snap all the time. And it wasn't necessarily to the ones who I needed to snap to. It was the ones that I loved the most, okay? So that anger thing would be where it would just happen sometimes. And then it'd like go away. Really? They didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve to say it. There was no reason for it. I was just hot because I was hot, right? I just wanted to get angry. I didn't want to stop anything, okay? So, but if I'm sitting here trying to improve that side of me, then if I just sit here and say, okay, well, Lord, please forgive me for, you know, kind of biting off my son's head today when we were talking for absolutely no reason. He didn't deserve it. Forgive me. And then, you know, the next thing, 2 hours later, I'm doing the same thing. But I'm not doing anything to work out of it, to become better, to grow from it, right? God doesn't give us forgiveness to allow us to continue to be a sinner, to continue to do the bad things, all right? That's not why he gave us forgiveness. He gave us forgiveness to push growth. He wants us to learn every single day. He wants us to gain a greater relationship with us. So when we do mess up, he blesses up. He takes all the bad, all the things to work together for good for those who love him. Amen. Right? That's the direction that we need to be going. Falling with style, mess ups to bless ups. I love it. So here is your kiss. Okay, this is just kind of a sweet kiss. And this may be a lot to digest, but I thought it was very appropriate since I'm releasing this actually on a Sunday. And for those of you who celebrate church on Sunday, then that's fabulous. Some of you may celebrate church on Saturday. That's fabulous, wherever it works. For most people, a lot of people consider their Sabbath or their Sunday their church day, okay, their religious practice day, and it's family time. So in releasing that, I thought, okay, what can I give as a sweet kiss, as just a sweet kiss? This kiss is for you. Lead with God's approach. Seriously, mess ups to bless ups. Lead with God's approach. Number one, love. Unconditional, absolutely, positively unconditional love. That doesn't mean that when you love them, that you accept what they're doing always as actions. But to love them where they are at right now, that's what you need to do. Because then you're leading by example as Christ led, Okay. Lead with God's approach. Number two, grace. Grace is what? We give grace. We give forgiveness. Again, that doesn't mean that we are condoning and accepting of necessarily the actions that that person is. But we are saying that we are not the judger, right? We are not the judge. Okay. That is not our job here. Our job is to love and to give grace, forgiveness for those. Because guess what? How many mess ups have you had today? I know how many mess ups I've had. I've had multiple mess ups with my children, with my husband. I was short with my husband today. Oh my goodness, sweetheart, I am so sorry. But I was short with him. And he called me out on it, which he should have. And he didn't call me out on it bad, but he needed to say, and he told me, he goes, I did not appreciate your reaction. Okay, check. All right, mess ups to bless ups. See, that's growing me. I'm not perfect. All right, no one is. But the thing is if we are not growing, then we're not doing what God really has called us to do. Okay? And in growing, guess what? We are creating a greater relationship with Him. The harmony that we have then with Him. Okay? And three and four is harmony and humility. Lead with God's approach. Love, grace, harmony. Harmony, like-mindedness. Cooperation, unity. Okay? That may be sometimes in harmony, you're working with someone. You got to figure out how to make things work. Okay? As a unit, think about it as with a husband and wife situation, right? How can you work harmoniously? Okay? Same with your relationship with Jesus Christ. And humility. Where does humility fit in? Okay, humility is to think of oneself as being kind of lower, and not lowering as in meaning not prideful, okay? You don't have that egotistical jerkiness behind you. That's kind of the easiest way to put it in layman's term, in my opinion. You know, you don't think you're all this and whatever, a box of Cracker Jacks, all right? You're not. You don't got it all together. Not any of us are gifted with absolutely everything. So when you approach things with humility, when you are humble, when you are coming from an attitude of what I call servitude, okay, you are serving, that's humility, all right? And you're coming from it with a very genuine heart. All of this has to be genuine. All of it does, because God is genuine. God's the real deal here. Lead with God's approach today. I promise you, you will begin to see things shift within your life. Now, regardless of where you are in the spectrum, if you've listened all the way up to here and you're like, I am not a religious person, that's okay. Okay? But wherever you are in your spirituality, what you do believe, you really need to begin to ask the question as to, is the God that I'm serving or what I'm doing, is this really bringing good to life? Is this how I can love people? How I can give grace to others? How I can be in harmony, and how I can be humble. I have humility. Okay? These are all key factors here, regardless of your religious background. It fits in with all of us. Okay? But as you all know, I am a Christian. And so I do believe in 100% that, you know, there is one God in the world, and He loves every single one of you. Now is the time to lead with God's approach, love and grace. Okay, that's where you need to be. Love, grace, harmony, humility. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Remember, as Buzz Lightyear said, I mean, come on, mess ups to bless ups is falling with style. I pray today that you will take your mess ups and make them bless ups. And really allow yourself to begin to fall with style. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.